much love, everyone. Wally here, and this is episode one of Words Create Worlds. I love words, and so what I thought I would do is take some words and unpack them a little bit and see what they are up to, what they are doing in us, and what they can do for us when we dig into words. And we are in a season known as Lent. So I want to talk about Lent. And in the midst of this whole thing with the virus going around, it came on right in the middle of Lent, and it kind of takes us off our stand. We've all been kind of jostled, certainly. We have had our lives disrupted. And so what I want to do is I want to track back into Lent and talk a little bit about the purpose, the meaning, the foundation of Lent, because I think we need it now more than ever. And so I want to talk about a specific Hebrew word to get us going, because I think we need to recapture this in the days that we are in. So let's begin with the idea of Lent. In case you're not familiar with it, Lent is a season of slowing down. The seasons do this for us, and Lent falls kind of right in the middle of winter when things are dead. Like in nature, things have died. And so it's a season of slowing down. It's darker out. And we move to a place of silent listening. At least that's the invitation. It's a season in which we set aside that which too often distracts us from the most important and disrupts our rhythm of resting for work rather than crashing from work. It's trying to kind of reset our interiors. And so I think we need this now more than ever, right? Especially in the midst of all of this chaos. So in the middle of this season of Lent, it feels like our entire world has been hijacked by a virus. And I guess what I'm wondering is this, if we can actually peer through the veil of this chaos, I wonder if we can recapture the very heart and purpose of Lent. So what I want to do is I want to jump into the book of Exodus, found early on in what we know as the Bible, the Hebrew scriptures. And in Exodus chapter 13, verse 3, it says this. It says, "Then Moses," this leader of these people, "then Moses said to the people," these Hebrew people, "remember this day, the day you came out of Egypt." These people were enslaved in Egypt for 400 years. And so it says, "Remember this day, the day you came out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, because the Lord brought you out of it with a mighty hand." Now, the word I want to look at is the word Mitzrayim, the Hebrew word, and that is the word for Egypt. Now, what's fascinating about this word Mitzrayim is, of course, it means Egypt, but it also means narrow space or to confine. Narrow space or to confine. See, these Hebrew people have been enslaved in Egypt. They have been confined to the narrow space of empire. They've had the empire's boot on their neck. And to this day, Jewish people have long held, and up until now, that this narrative, this Exodus narrative, is far beyond just being let out of slavery back then. It's far more than a story about back then, but also what it means to be rescued from narrow living today. And each year during the season of Lent, they ask the question, "What has enslaved me this past year? What is it that I need rescue from?" And so after the dramatic and very climactic crossing of the Red Sea, we find these Israelite people 3 days removed from 400 years of slavery. And then they start complaining. And we can ask the question, how could this be? 400 years of slavery, you're only out of slavery for 3 days and you start complaining. Now, here's the thing that's really interesting. About 3.5 years back, almost 4 years back, I walked the desert climate. I walked the desert in Israel and the desert climate in which they, these Hebrew people, journeyed. And my walk, that I was a part of a group, and we had about 50 of us, and we were just supposed to walk 3 miles in what is known as a Yeshimon desert, the most extreme desert, but we were going to do a little 3-mile hike in this desert, and it ended up taking us 6.5 hours, in which 7 people from our group succumbed to heat exhaustion, and 2 of the people were carried out of the desert. A friend of mine, we carried this guy out, this older gentleman who we did not know, and we carried him the last 1.5 miles because he couldn't make it. So after that experience, to read that they made it 3 days before complaining, to me, well, that brushes up against the miraculous. I was thinking to myself, well done that you made it that long before complaining, because it was brutal. So within this Exodus journey, it was then from being rescued, they then had a 40-year journey in the desert, which was really about learning how to live as free people, because they've been rescued from slavery in Egypt, and it's about learning how to be free people. It's learning how to trust this God who rescued them. Because now that they're out of Egypt, this is a 40-year journey getting the Egypt out of them. Because they may have been out of Egypt, but they still have this narrow living in their hearts. So the story begins with rescue from slavery, because the divine wants much more for them, to rescue them from slavery and rescue them for something much bigger. But before they're ready to step into the four, they need to be honest and recognize their hearts are still enslaved. The way I think about it is freedom from something is freedom from that which enslaves us is, it's really merely just adolescence. And the freedom for something more, that's about maturity. It's about growing up. So now, what the divine was calling this people to is found in the book of Exodus chapter 8. If we look at what this looks like then in verse 1, it says this. Here's what they're being called for or to. They're rescued for this. Let my people go so that they may worship me. The divine says to Moses, go tell this Pharaoh who's enslaved these people, let them go, because what I want them for is worship. I want them to for worshiping me, says this rescuer, this divine rescuer. Now that word worship is the word avad in Hebrew. But here's what's fascinating. It means worship, yeah, but here's the thing. It means to serve or to work, and then also be worshipers. But here's the kicker. 290 times this is found in the Hebrew scriptures, this word avad. 227 times it means serve. 58 times it means work. And only 5 times does it mean worship. The point of this whole thing is much bigger. It's to leave Pharaoh's ways and to work, serve, and worship the divine rescuer, to work for, to serve, and to worship the divine who has rescued these people. This, of course, is a story for you and I today. Because in the midst of this, especially, we know Egypt, right? We know Mitzrayim. We know what it means to be enslaved and to be trapped, to be held hostage. We have been handed immense time right now and a shrunken space, you know what I'm talking about, right? to think about what we give our lives to. What or who holds us most captive? And if you ask that question, what comes to mind? Is it good? Is it the best? Is the thing that holds you most captive, is it good? Is it the best? Is that what you want holding your time, your attention, your service, your work, your worship? Hopefully you are seeing that this is far more than a story about like back then. It's about the narrow spaces that enslave us here today. Welcome to Lent. Or maybe it's a re-welcoming to this Lent season. 'Cause we have this heightened, more than ever, right here, right now, in this. We're all feeling a bit like hostages, correct? Are you tracking? Our culture, because the thing is, the culture in which we live in here in the United States, it's usually, it says winning is about accumulating, accomplishing more. Yet the things that tend to entice us are often the very things that end up enslaving us. We have a story here that says freedom is found in simplicity. And I would argue this simplicity is needed more than ever. And the simplicity we're being invited into is love God and love our neighbor. Love the one who created us, and then simply love those around us. That's simple, but it is not easy, especially when our world is swirling in chaos. But I would argue we are being invited to be freed from slavery while also being free for the participation in the healing and restoration of our world. Now, the Jewish people have a saying called Tikkun Olam, and it means giving oneself for the healing of the world. Freedom is when what I want is participation in putting the world to wholeness. Shalom is that Hebrew word. Because I trust that, and I deeply trust that's what the divine is up to, and we're being invited to participate with the divine in that. And the actor Jim Caviezel, he's an actor. He actually played Jesus in The Passion of the Christ, and he played Luke in a movie about Paul, which is kind of funny. This guy's all about these Bible characters. But he had this fascinating saying a number of years back. He said this: every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. Every generation of Americans needs to know that freedom exists not to do what you like, but having the right to do what you ought. Jim Caviezel said that, and that echoes in our chests more than ever, I would think. Because my biggest frustration is expending my energy on things that won't last. That drives me nuts. Ridiculous arguments. My personality is bent toward depth and celebration. So I'm continually learning the truth that generosity and joy have absolutely no ceiling. Isn't that fascinating? Generosity and joy have no ceiling. There is no, well, then we hit the top of the mountain. There's no limit to them. We can just keep going and going deeper and deeper, higher and higher, however you look at it. We do not have to be confined to narrow spaces when we operate with open hearts. To work with divine purpose, then, is to be big-hearted and open-minded. It's to be free from narrow spaces and free for never-ending possibilities, which are found in giving and serving and inviting others to experience this freedom as well. I think you're with me on that, yeah? Now, some wisdom literature. There's some writings in the Hebrew Scriptures called the Proverbs, and it's these wisdom sayings. And in Proverbs 15, verse 15, chapter 15, verse 15, it says, "All the days of the oppressed are wretched, but the cheerful heart has a continual feast." That word cheerful is about growing, expanding, becoming more, is what it means. So it's essentially, this is saying the enslaved live in misery, but the ever-growing heart is feasting at the never-ending party. Oh, the ever-growing heart is feasting at the never-ending party. That's the invitation. And that's how I understand a life rooted in the divine. Because religion too often clicks repeat on slavery, and it misses out on the dance of freedom. And just a wondering I have, but I wonder if that's why religious people always look constipated, right? I mean, they're just looking uptight. So then I have a question, too. It kind of goes back to my childhood, but why the stale ham buns? Why, when the church gathers in the basement with the fluorescent orange carpet and the musty smell, and then we serve stale ham buns, and we call that fellowship? Please, if you are participating in freedom and that which matters most, and this open heart, generous, joyful living, please throw the best parties, because we have the absolute best to celebrate, right? Right? I would think the church would and should throw the absolute best parties. So the question is, where does the journey out of narrow spaces, the Mitzrayim, where does this journey begin? Well, in the book of Exodus, we're back there, chapter 3, verse 1. We're going to begin there, and I just want to read this because this is stunning. Chapter 3 of Exodus. "Now Moses," that Moses friend of ours again, "was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian." So Moses is a shepherd at this point. "And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, 'I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.' When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, 'Moses, Moses.'" God calls to Moses. Now, the ancient sages, the rabbis, they ask, well, is this actually a miracle or is this a test? The rabbis ask, is this a miracle, like this bush on fire but not being consumed? Is it a miracle or is it a test? What the divine is looking for is, will someone pay attention? And what the divine finds in Moses is someone who is paying attention. So what is Moses' response? "And Moses said, 'Here I am.'" Moses responds to the invitation, "Where are you?" Moses says, "Here I am." Now that phrase in Hebrew is hineni. Go ahead and say that fun word, hineni. And hineni means to be fully present, to be alert, to be ready. It's as if saying, "Here I am, I'm fully present. What do you have? I'm ready to go." Yes. And for me, then, the question that is swirling in the air in the midst of this pandemic is, will you and I be fully present in this? Moses says, "Yep, I am here. I'm fully present. What do you have for me?" And I think that question is so crucial for you and I. Here I am. I'm fully present. I will not get lost in worrying about what might be, could be. Worry is stuck somewhere else. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be fully present here. What is in this for us to learn? The Franciscan father, Richard Rohr, says we cannot attain the presence of God because we're already totally in the presence of God. What's absent is awareness. Come on, Richie Rohr, that is so good. We cannot attain the presence of God because we're already totally in the presence of God. What's absent is awareness. God is here. God is with us. The divine is with us and is just wondering, is anyone here with me? So the idea of wanting out of slavery begins with being fully present, being honest and aware that we are enslaved. Like, what is it that is holding you captive? It's naming that. Is it the need to be in control? Is it fear? Certainty. Maybe it's certainty. I just need certainty. We begin by naming it. What is it that's holding you captive? Call it out. Name it. Write it down. Look at it. And then toss it. Like, here you go, God. This is like a symbolic getting rid of it. Hey, God, I know you are bigger. You're more. There's more going on here. And I want to pay attention to that. So I have this thing that's distracting me and holding me. And I'm going to name it, write it down, and then get that out of the way. The power of being rescued from narrow spaces isn't that it happened back there in this ancient story, but that it happens here, today. We, you and I, can choose presence and cry out, I need to be rescued. And then we can take that first next step toward what is it that we are free for then? Because once we're free from that thing that's holding us down, we can ask, oh, and what might I be free for? And here's one of my just ahas that has been so good for me. Often our freedom from is the launching pad and becomes the passion, the drive for what we are free for. Henry Nouwen, this writer, pastor in many ways, and also along with the Bishop Desmond Tutu. I'm not sure which one coined the phrase, but they both get credit of the concept of being a wounded healer. They both talked about being wounded healers, that place in them that was hurt. They then had just a sensitivity to others who are being hurt in that way, and they offered their experience in that. They offered that which I was rescued from. I'd love to help people that are stuck in that place walk away from it as well, to be free from it so they can be all that God has created them to be. So two questions I have for us in this first episode of Words That Create Worlds. What do you need to be rescued from? Can you name that? What is it that you need to be rescued from today? And then, what might you be rescued for? What might you be rescued for? Yeah. A quick summary, and then we'll wrap it up here. The invitation here is to be present to presence. The divine is here. The divine is with us. The question is, will we be present to presence? And then we need to name that narrow space. Name our Mitzrayim. What is it that is confining us, holding us back down? And then when we experience freedom from that space, what does it look like to experience freedom from that confining space? Which then helps us start the journey in discovering what we are free for. Which is how you and I can participate in the restoration of our world. To be able to name that which is holding us down, and then to begin to discover what it is we're free for. And then we play our part. We participate in the restoration of our world, and that, well, that takes each one of us playing our part. And when we are united in that, I think what's ahead is going to be absolutely stunning. And I can't wait. That, my friends, is what has been kicking around in my heart. It's been rattling around in my head during this Lent season, but especially now in the midst of this, it kind of just dragged me into a hyper-focus into what Lent is. It's about being rescued from the things that enslave, hold down, hold back, confine us. And it's an invitation to name it. And then to do the hard work of being free from that, rescued from that, leaving it behind, allowing that to be healed, so that wound, that can help others. And that would be a good start in what we're free for. My friends, thank you, for joining me in this journey. This is Wally. This is Words Create Worlds, Episode 1, and I have had a blast. On this day, may you, my friends, be able to name that which you that is holding you down. May you be able to name that which is holding you down, that is confining you, and maybe you cry out for help, and may you begin to walk the journey out of slavery and in to the place, the experience, the life that you are free for. May you walk toward the life that you are free for. And we will do that together, because it's always better when we do it together. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Grace and peace to you.